Here's one consequence of rising tuition fees: food insecurity, like students going hungry as they struggle to pay tuition and other expenses. It is a growing problem on college campuses across the country. In California, thousands of students qualify for CalFresh, the state's food stamps program, but many people don't know that's actually an option. The University of California's Basic Needs Security Committee is trying to educate students about their resources across its 10 campuses. Ruben Canedo is the co-chair of the committee and works at UC Berkeley. So for people who may not know, Ruben, how do you define basic needs?
For us, basic needs comes down to three areas. One is financial, two is food, three is housing. And when you put those together, we also name that that has a direct impact on the health, the wellness, the academic performance, and the overall quality of life of students.
So let's focus on the food. How many students at the University of California report food insecurity?
So right now, 39% of students at UC Berkeley specifically that are undergraduates are food insecure, as well as 23% of graduate students are food insecure. So both of our student populations are struggling. And that compares to the larger 48% insecurity rate of undergraduates across the 10 UC campuses and 25% of food insecurity rate for graduate students across the 10 UC campuses as well.
Wow. So what does food insecurity actually look like on a day-to-day basis? Like, what kind of stories do you hear from students?
I think students, as they're thinking about applying to college, most of the time are talking about the requirements of the application and how to make their application as competitive as possible. And we don't go the next stage of that, which is once you're in college, you're going to have to figure out how to provide for yourself. Some of the students that qualify for financial aid struggle because once they get to the community that they're going to be a part of, they have to pay for a safety deposit and the first month of rent. And when the student receives their financial aid package, they pay for that safety deposit. And now they're out sometimes a third, sometimes half, sometimes more than half of the money that they were supposed to have for the entire semester. So they're very tight on money until they find a job or apply for scholarships or find a way to decrease their basic needs costs, which most of the time, because they have to pay for the books for their academics, they end up sacrificing their nutrition, meaning that they're skipping meals, eating once a day, if that. And there's other students who are not skipping meals, but the nutrition of the meal itself is very, very lacking. So that cup of noodle student, that student that eats a piece of bread and coffee, which there's no nutritional value or content to what they're consuming. Our larger food insecurity rates, now we know, are for students that are former foster youth, students that are first-generation college goers, students that are underrepresented ethnic minorities. There is a consistent challenge of food insecurity across the socioeconomic spectrum.
Let's talk solutions for a moment, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about CalFresh, California's food stamp program. What's going on at the state level to help hungry students?
So CalFresh historically hasn't been as inclusive for college students. Full-time student status wasn't being considered in their ability or inability to work 20 hours a week or 80 hours a month. What we've been working on for the last 4 years is helping look at the eligibility language from the federal government and essentially translate that to the college financial language to maximize the amount of students that are eligible, given that we have an estimated 10,000 potentially eligible students at UC Berkeley.
California, as you know, it's a sanctuary state for undocumented people. Do you think the help ought to reflect kind of California's position?
Absolutely. We know that undocumented community members are not going to qualify for the federal resources, which is what we are being very proactive to doing some population data analysis so that our strategies and resource allocation address the highest need and work backwards from there. We want to make sure that the state of California and the UC system make not just a political, but also a resource statement that says college students are a priority for us. Basic need insecurity should not be part of the college experience. And we know that by supporting the student population, they will graduate, they will go into our communities, and they will return that investment.
Ruben Canedo, the co-chair of the Basic Needs Security Committee at UCal Berkeley, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.